We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley. Much to discuss today as, of course, Flyers going to win yesterday. Sixers, important game tonight and really an important stretch up ahead. They play the Pacers tonight. And as we know, the stretch for the next like month, even month beyond, is really loaded with some difficult teams after the Sixers had played a lot of easy teams really for about the last 2 months. We'll get into that. Of course, the Eagles still picking up the pieces from the season and really the offseason now as it has begun. The Harper Machado watch. Did you know it's ongoing? It is. It's ongoing. We'll talk about it all today. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 888-729-9494. That might have sounded negative. I don't mean to be negative, the Harper Machado thing. It's just getting a little old how long it's taken, but we'll see what happens. 888-729-9494. Richie Rich, what's up, buddy?
You know, Seoul, Korea,
yeah,
place of the Olympics of, what, 88?
1988.
Do you know what Seoul means in Korean?
I don't. No.
Capital. Korea's capital is named Capital.
Wow. That is a factoid, John.
Yeah.
That's a good redundant one. But
a little redundant. It's a good one though.
It's a little bit lacking in originality.
Yeah, well.
What should we name our capital city?
Capital. Yeah. By the way, that's what the Washington Capitals are called. You know, it's the Capitals, if you will. All right. 888-729-9494. Let's get to it. So obviously, as we know, the decision's in on Wentz and Foles regarding who the quarterback's going to be. It's not unexpected. We know it's going to be Carson Wentz. Eagles made that announcement. Really, as many people have accurately said, they reaffirmed it. It's not unexpected. If Foles had gone further, who knows? But it played out the way it played out. Foles, we'll see how it plays out. We don't know what will happen with him. We expect he'll probably be gone. We don't know how it'll happen. Franchise, not. Let him just walk, trade him, whatever, the whole deal. We've talked a lot about that. Pushing that aside for a bit. Decision now in, John, officially, that Carson Wentz is the guy. And again, as I said, really just reaffirming what they previously said. We have not this week, in the aftermath of the season, really dived in to Carson Wentz. And it's a great opportunity for us today at 888-729-9494. Kind of get everybody on the record. Now that this season's over, now that his third year in the NFL is complete, and now that we know, here's what we know up ahead about Carter. Because Foles' next 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, tremendous uncertainty. Where he's playing, who he's playing for, how he gets there, what compensation the Eagles get. Did they just let him walk? We don't know any of that stuff. Here's what we know about Carson Wentz, crystal clear. He'll probably step back just a bit. He'll heal. And then he'll attack his preparation for 2019. And he'll go into OTAs, training camp, and the preseason, and the regular season as the starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles. And when the Eagles take their first snap of the 2019 season, that ball is going to go directly to Carson Wentz, and it's his show to run with. That's what we know. So now that, that's the definitive clear thing, what is he? Let's get into it today, 888-729-9494. 3 years done, Jeff.
What is he?
3 years done. I want to get everyone on the record, 3 years in, on level of belief of Carson Wentz. Like, do you really believe? Because think about it this way. You go back last year in Philadelphia sports, you go back 18 months, and you say, all right, so Philadelphia sports really being based on three guys. I mean, really, three guys. It's Ben Simmons, it's Joel Embiid, and Carson Wentz. If you had asked me last year, rank them, last year, prior to the injury in L.A., November of 2017, I would have told you Carson 1, Joel 2, Ben 3. Well, I can absolutely tell you I flipped 1 and 2. Now for me, it's Joel 1, Carson 2, Ben 3. Ben actually sunk a little bit in 3, but that's a whole other matter. So
Ben's
still
3?
Yeah, well, sure, yeah, he's still 3. He's still 3.
Until Bryce Harper signs, right?
Yeah. Probably until Bryce Harper. All right, so 888-729-949. I want to hear from everyone today. Do you believe in Carson Wentz? And do you believe in him as much as you used to? John Ritchie, the floor is yours out of the gate here. Belief in Carson Wentz 3 years in, a lot of hope, a lot of promise, but we've seen some negatives. Where do you stand right now, John, on Carson Wentz?
Well, you know that my belief has not wavered. I do. What I know, what I believe, is that the injury bug has put him in a situation where people doubt him. And I think that's unfortunate. I don't believe the injury-prone tag that some people are stamping him with. I think a lot of that is circumstantial. And although I am a little bit worried that he's got a back injury that's the same or similar to a, you know, chronic injury that he was suffering from as a collegian.
Yep.
You know, that's a danger sign. If there is one more season where he can't finish it due to injury,
that would be bad.
That's going to probably put me, you know, past the tipping point where I'm like, man, this guy just can't stay healthy.
Yep.
He's not to that point in my mind yet. He plays aggressively. He is a tough guy. Make no doubt. Do not doubt the fact that Carson Wentz is going to go out there and play through anything. And you can believe in his angry, nasty, gritty mindset, going to take the field regardless, no matter what. That's most of the battle when it comes to injuries. I know he's got that. I mean, he played through a fracture in his back this season. That tells me a lot. It's just unfortunate that he hasn't been able to stay on the field. So yep. I think that's the biggest drawback. I think in most people's eyes, everyone's saying, well, you know, can't stay on the field. That's why we love Nick so much, because he's been out there when Carson has not.
Yeah, it's easier for Nick to finish.
Good on that opportunity.
And it's easier for Nick to finish when he only has a couple games.
Is a top five quarterback in the NFL. This season, because of a variety of circumstances, he played more like a top 15 quarterback. I think he next season could climb right back into the top three because of a solid offseason that provides him with all of the nuanced mechanical training he needs. Last season, offseason, he was too focused on the knee because we all know, you know, like he was going to defy the odds and make it back before anyone thought possible. That meant that he lost time that he had previously put in the offseason before,
yep,
working on his footwork and the mechanics of throwing the football, things that he does need to work on. Things that he needs to ingrain muscle memory-wise and did not, because it was all knee. Let's get this knee right. And so a lot of the little technique things fell by the wayside, and I think that's why his accuracy and suffered this season, because his footwork suffered, because some of the ways, you know, the mechanics, the drawback of the ball got a little loopier this year. You know, he was Tim Tebowing that ball, more baseball-esque. Instead of keeping the ball high at all times, he was dropping that thing and bringing it way back, and his release times were slower. That combined with the footwork stuff, this is all the beauty of all of this. All of these are the negatives on Carson.
They're not all of them, but go ahead.
These are the problems are all fixable. You know, the fact that he tried to go get more than was there on many a play this season, because I believe he was trying to prove himself worthy once again after having experienced that, you know, the Super Bowl win from the sideline. He felt like he had to leave this indelible mark in the minds of his teammates and the fans. I can be better than what you remember. I can be better than Nick Foles, who was just the MVP of the Super Bowl. Watch this.
Yeah, it didn't work.
Big bite that I take. Yeah, and he tried to work outside the framework of the offense. Yep. He learned that it didn't work. And that was reinforced when he watched Nick have success by doing the easy things, letting the offense just stay flowing and in rhythm.
So bottom line is, you're a believer.
I am absolutely a believer, and I have always been. There was a point in time, maybe 3 weeks ago, when I heard, hey, Carson Wentz could fetch three first-round picks if they trade him,
yep.
where I said for a moment, wow, if Nick keeps playing like this, maybe that's something they should consider because that does make the team so much better. And I am embarrassed for having broken down just that slight bit. I mean, it did seem to make sense at the time, but the bottom line is Carson Wentz has always been my guy. And I've been accused of being an apologist for Carson Wentz
bit. All right, let me say this. So again, 888-729-9494. It's a day for all of us as a fan base to kind of get on the record here 3 years into Wentz's career after seeing the season we just saw. You know, belief in Wentz, where you at? Now, I would say this, and again, 888-729-9494. John used an interesting term right there when he started answering his question, or answering the question. He said, I haven't wavered. Well, I will say this. I have. Okay? I have wavered. Now, I don't want to waver. It just is what it is. I like Carson Wentz. I like him a hell of a lot, and I think he's still a massive part of the future of Philadelphia sports. But do I believe in Carson Wentz today the same way I believed in him prior to that injury in the game versus the LA Rams, December of 2017? No, I don't. I don't. And I would be shocked if today on the show, and you can tell us at 888-729-9494, I will be shocked if we find out that the vast majority of people believe in Carson to the same extent that you believed in him on November 15th of 2017. I don't see how it's possible. I mean, since that injury, we have seen him suffer that injury. We have seen him, I think John really hit it very accurately when he said a top five quarterback prior to that injury played like a top 15 quarterback this year. I think that's a fair assessment. When you talk about what we just saw, you know, we know what a bottom five quarterback in the league looks like. We know what a top five guy looks like. We know what a middle of the road guy looks like. He was a middle of the road. Top 15, 15, 14, 13, 16. He was somewhere in there this year. That's, you know, that's maybe just slightly above middle of the road, but it's in that range. That's what he looked like. We saw that. My eyes told me he was a player, as John said, clearly struggled with mechanics. We know that. There's no question. And hopefully moving forward, he is better having been able to kind of drill down and train and not have to rehab as much, although we still got some rehab in line here, but not have to rehab as much and really be able to prepare. That's important. But I also saw a guy that struggled with, and I agree, John, with you, he can get better at this, but he struggled this year with the balance between I've got my legs, I believed in them, might not believe in them as much as I used to. I want to, but the coaches tell me don't. But it's an important play. Do I go for it? Okay. Do I not go for
it?
On the offense
front,
is slugging.
On that front, he was in a no-win situation.
He was being told by
his coaches all year long, you're not tucking this thing.
Yeah.
You got to protect yourself. We will probably find out 5 years from now when Carson talks about the 2018 season. He'll say, you know what? I didn't feel right.
My knee wasn't.
Yeah. He's going to say that in 5 years. I applaud him for trying to push through and get out there and play. That's what I think you should do, and I believe that he did the right thing in trying to get out
there. Probably wasn't wise, John.
You don't even get to say that.
What do you mean that?
Because we don't know.
John,
we don't know.
I said,
and you have never dealt with anything like that.
But I have seen.
You can't.
No. But hold on a second. But I have seen as a fan, and I've seen it for vast majority of my years, when players rush back. And I told you all last year that I thought Carson's desire to be back out there and to prove it was going to lead him to rush back. And sure as hell, he wasn't even close to as good. He was not.
Okay.
So I do believe he rushed back, and I do think it was the detriment of the team.
But you would rather have it the other way. You would rather our guys not try to come back.
I would rather
listen,
they be wise.
That is a moot point.
Well, it is a
he
moot.
Came back.
It is a moot point.
You're
he
right came
about
back,
that.
And we'll never know how he felt.
That's fair.
After the fact,
you're
he'll
right
probably
that.
Say he could have waited longer. I mean, I would guess that will be, like I said, 5 years down the line.
I would guess that, too. Yes.
The bottom line is Carson Wentz physically is a marvel. I mean, he has as good an arm as anyone in the league. He is as big, probably stronger than any quarterback who's playing. The combination of size to speed to quickness to you know, agility to smarts. He is off the charts in every aspect. Like the ultimate robo quarterback that you could possibly, like, you couldn't create a Kelly LeBrock than Carson is a quarterback.
Can I jump in on something on that point? Donovan was not the same after the injuries. Randall was not the same after the injury. Or injuries, you count 93 also. Now, I know it's 25 years since the Donovan Brice pop. Matter of fact, it's like 28 years. It's been a long time. 1991, 2019, it's a long time. But I've seen as an Eagles fan, when the Eagles quarterback starts getting banged up, because you're right, John, what you just described, he was RoboCop in 2017. He could do everything. I don't know that he can anymore. You know, one thing I've pointed out before, and you agree with this, John, Donovan, after the injuries and part of it was bulking up, he lost flexibility. I don't know where Carson is with it. I mean, listen, I don't think Carson looked as explosive athletically this year as I previously thought. I don't think he did. Now, hopefully he gets it back. Michael Vick, when he got out of jail, was a backup quarterback for the Eagles. That first year when he'd get in there just a little bit, he didn't look nearly as explosive as he did with the Atlanta Falcons. And his second year with the Eagles, when he took the reins, it was like, whoa, this guy's explosiveness is back. So maybe it all comes back to Carson. But I do have concerns. Do I believe in Carson? Yes. Do I believe in him the way I did in November of 2017? No, not to the same extent. Look, we'll hear from everyone today, 888-729-9494.
Well, does the fact that the Eagles believe in him so strongly count for anything to you?
No, because they don't have that much of a choice.
No. Are you kidding? But they don't have that much of a choice?
They had Foles, but we knew they were going to go to Carson. Unless Nick Foles...
We did?
Just about
you
ran
did?
The game.
No. You were, like you said yourself, you were wavering.
Yeah. No, I was.
The entire city was.
No, I agree with that.
But the fact that the Eagles, through all of that, through the greatness that you saw from Nick Foles, are so certain that Carson is the one, that should count for something in your book, too.
All right, look, 888-729-9494, 3 years of Wentz in. Belief level as a fan base, where we're at with them. 888-729-9494. Harper Machado, we'll get into that. Flyers win. Sixers, big stretch coming up. It's all on the table today. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.